Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to our special live class, Sacred Business Blueprint 2017. Woohoo! Everybody take a breath. So welcome to all of you, those of you who are in my free Sacred Business Blueprint community, those of you who are part of my virtual business mastery program, and I guess anybody else who found their way here today. So I'm super excited to be here with you, sharing again just more guidance and insight into growing your soulful business and your healthy, abundant life with ease, balance, and flow. So like many of the coaches, healers, and health professionals that I work with, you might be wondering how to reach more people with your message, serve more people, be a greater contribution, and of course, have more divine clients easily sign up to work with you. Perhaps you would like to make more money and grow your business without sacrificing your entire life, without working really hard, right? So that you have the time and energy to really enjoy your life, not just your business, so that you can really have that time and energy to do all that you love without being a slave to your business. Okay, that's a lot of people who have that question. So, great. Now, you might also know that you have some self-limiting beliefs and fears or self-doubt that has been holding you back, right, from fully being you, from fully growing your business, stepping into your gifts, your talents, and shining, right? There may be fear of being seen, fear of rejection, making mistakes, fear of failure, to name a few. Maybe you've been seeing all of your clients or even groups face-to-face, and you really desire to have a greater reach, be a greater contribution while having more flexibility and freedom in your schedule or even where you live. Okay, so that may be you as well. And like many of the people that I work with, you may also still struggle with a health issue or several. Maybe mind, maybe body, physical. Maybe you also have some past trauma that you know is ready to be healed on a deeper level again. Okay, so many of us here, of course, have done a ton of work, right? A ton of inner work, a ton of healing already. And I believe there are always deeper layers, deeper levels. So regardless of why you're here today, maybe you fit all of those, I just want you to know you're in the right place. I truly believe that we are introduced or brought to things when the timing is right. Okay, so you're here for a reason, whether you're listening live today or even if you're listening to the replay. Okay, so as you know, hopefully, I'm Tanya Penny, Fiber Body and Abundant Life and Business Coach. And I'm here teaching this free training again because I want to share with you that it is possible. It is possible not only to grow your soulful business and reach more people, divine clients, have more time, money, and energy, right? So that you can have all of that and that abundant life of freedom. Okay, so not just that successful business, but really to have it all, right? We all deserve that. We all desire that, and you can have it too. So a little bit of my background or story so you know why I'm here. In January 2013, I took a leap of faith and closed my brick-and-mortar occupational therapy business, which I had in Idaho. And I closed the doors, moved to California in an RV, sold everything, right? It had been my dream to do that, and started my virtual healing and coaching business at that time. And I'm going to be honest, it was a little bit scary, sometimes a lot scary. Okay, so again, we have fear, but it doesn't mean it has to hold us back. And I definitely had some fears. Definitely had some fears. As I'm sure many of you do. Okay, so you're not alone. We all have fear. So fast forward to today. Right? Today I am making six figures. I work about 60 hours a month. And I have the freedom to run my business from any location I choose. Right now I live in Sedona. While I support clients all over the world, I support clients both to heal illnesses, but also to grow their soulful businesses. Okay, so I wear two hats, and oftentimes I wear both when I'm working with my clients, right? Because most of my business clients want to do deeper layers of healing, health, trauma, and otherwise. So it's very fulfilling to be able to do that, to reach more people while I still get to have that freedom and flexibility that I desire, right? To do all the other things that I love to do. So again, you can have it too. And I'm here to share with you the keys so that you can have that today. I created the Sacred Business Blueprint in 2014 or 15. And I received guidance recently because I have gone through so many shifts and changes again in my life. Continue to do my own deeper healing work. And I went through a really big shift in the past, I would say the past 6 months. And I was going to share with you guys today, just, you know, invite you to my normal business, virtual business mastery group session today. And my guidance said no a few days ago. It said you're to, again, look at the Sacred Business Blueprint and recreate it. Shift it, change it, because you've shifted and changed and learned so much, not just personally, but professionally in the past couple of years. So here we are with the updated 2017 version. So in today's 60-minute training, I am going to be sharing with you the seven keys. Okay, my new and improved or guided seven keys to growing your soulful business, to being a greater contribution, reaching more, attracting more of your divine clients, while getting paid what honors you so that you can also have the ease and balance, abundance, and freedom that you desire in your life, whatever that may look like for you. So our agenda is, I'm going to go through a little bit of housekeeping stuff. We're going to dive into the keys, the content. I'm hoping to have time for a question or two at the end of today's call. Now, I have a lot to share with you, so what I recommend is that you, if you have questions, that you write them down, and then you can submit them if you're on the webcast to the left of the screen. There should be a box there with your first name, your email. And if I don't get to the questions, I will email you within the next 24 hours or so to answer those. I realize some of you might also have questions on the Virtual Business Mastery Program. Yes, you can ask those too. If I don't get to your question today, or you find that you have a question that comes up after you listen to this, especially those of you listening to the replay, you can send that to Tanya@TanyaPenny.com. Now, you can also apply for an Abundant Life and Business Blueprint session. I'm gifting two of these this month. So please see your email that I sent out today for details on how to apply for one of those. And I'll let you know by, I think in the next couple of days, if you receive that. I can't remember the date that I put on there. And then we'll go ahead and schedule for those of you who receive that. It's a 45-minute session with me where we deep dive into your business, your struggles, your desires, and start to give you some guidance and insight, and then look at how we can continue to work together if it feels like a good fit for both of us. So again, you can find those details in the email sent today. Let's see. At the end of the training, I'll also be sharing with those of you who are live how to get your free gift for being live today. Yay! And I will also be sharing how you can continue to receive my support after today so that you can continue to grow your soulful business and have that healthy, abundant life of freedom. Okay, so I'll share a little bit more about the program at the end of today's call. So there is an outline. If you found it, great. If not, it's not a big deal. The outline, I believe, is on the webcast if you're on there. It's also on our quote-unquote gift page, but it's not a big deal. If you can't find the outline, just, you know, grab a notebook, your journal, open a computer document, and take notes. Maybe you just want to listen today. That's fine, too, okay, because the replay will be available. All right. Keep an open heart and mind. Don't judge yourself or beat yourself up right now for wherever you are in your path. Okay? We are always where we're meant to be. No comparison to anybody else. Acceptance is really key in growing your business and in healing your body, if that's something that you're also wanting to work on, and trauma. Really releasing any judgment. Right? Progress, not perfection, is really what I teach in all of my programs, whether it's health or business. All right. Let's see what else here. I see there's more of you popping on. Welcome. Welcome. I feel like it's important to say that I know that many of you on the call listening to the replay have had some or maybe a lot of training in what I call business how-tos. Maybe it was free stuff, maybe it was a paid program, maybe it was even one-on-one coaching. Okay? So there's many experts, gurus, mentors, and coaches out there that have the business how-tos. Okay, so what I believe and what I found for myself and my clients is that we do need coaching on the business how-tos, okay? And from someone who has successfully created the business that you really closely, you know, that resembles what you desire. Maybe not exactly, but close, okay? Somebody you really resonate with. Now, I also know, again, from experience, that that's not enough. Business how-tos are not enough. And I know this because I have had many coaching programs. I've been a part of many coaching programs over the past, gosh, I'm trying to remember my business, even my occupational therapy business, I had a coach and I opened that in 2010. So I've had lots of business coaches, group, one-on-one, all of, you know, and everything in between. And what I saw is that some people in the programs with me really put stuff into practice and succeeded pretty easily, and I was one of those people. Now, I also saw people who got the same training, and they never made really any progress or very little and were very disappointed in themselves and maybe even the program. So I believe besides the business how-tos, there is another key to a successful, soulful business and life, and that is mindset. And when I say mindset, I mean, what are those thoughts and beliefs that you hold about yourself, about your business, about money, about your worth, about the way things, quote-unquote, should look and work in the world? Okay, so including in that are your fears, your doubts, all of those things, okay? So mindset. So that is the one, you know, really one of the big things that makes me stand out, okay, when it comes to business coaching, is that, you know, yes, you get the business how-tos when you work with me, but you also get the other big key piece, which is mindset. Okay? So a lot of clients, even if they've had a lot of other coaching before, choose to come and work with me for that reason. Okay? A lot of them even come and think, you know, maybe it's me and that's just never going to happen for me, and that's not true. Okay? You just have had these other blocks, right? Mindset blocks, often related to trauma, okay, that are holding you back. So as we move through our seven keys today, you're going to notice that there is a combo going on of the how-tos and the mindset stuff. Okay, so you get both when you work with me. So, awesome. Let's go ahead and dive in. And even before we do that, let's just pause a moment and close our eyes, unless you're driving, of course, and take a breath. Or five. And if you're trying to do something else while you're listening to this, I don't recommend that. To fully get what you came here to receive today, really giving yourself permission to just listen and fully participate in today's training, not trying to do a million other things, right? Multitasking doesn't work. Multitasking doesn't work. So be fully present. And just give yourself that today. Give yourself that gift of being fully present. So key number one, and are these in a certain order? Yes or no? I do believe key number one is probably the most important. Okay? Key number one of the new Sacred Business Blueprint is self-worth. Okay? So some people are like, self-worth, I don't know what that means. Does it mean self-esteem? Yeah, self-esteem goes in there with that, but it's that feeling that you are good enough, right? That what you do is good enough, okay? So that you can receive the clients that are ready to work with you, that you can receive money. Many of us have past trauma, okay? Some of us even abuse. So let me just take a minute to talk about trauma, because I believe we all have, and I just did an interview yesterday, where I believe all of us have some trauma that affects our self-worth. So some of you may have just had a critical parent, right? I had a critical parent. My dad was very, very critical. It was not subtle in my house. Now, yours might be subtle. It might be correcting you all the time or consistently pointing out ways you could do things better, right? And we're not here to blame our parents. We're just here to see where this comes from. So maybe you had a critical parent. Maybe you were teased or bullied as a child, made fun of at school. Okay, maybe you were actually abused besides verbally, physically, or sexually. Regardless of whatever trauma you experienced, okay, there is an underlying belief that that happened to you because you were not good enough. There was something wrong with you. So as we move into growing our businesses and putting ourselves out in the world, it's really hard to do that successfully if you don't have 100% self-worth. If you have even a little ounce of I'm not good enough or what I do is not good enough yet, right? Maybe I need another, a lot of my clients, maybe I need more training, more certifications, more blah, 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 right? In order to be good enough to then coach or heal people. Some of you may not even be aware that you have it, okay? I mean, you might not be aware that that's what's holding you back in your business. Some of you have been in business for a while and you're pretty successful, but you want more success. So this is going to be a big piece of it, no matter, pretty much no matter who I talk to. Okay. And I still, after, gosh, years, right? And I had a lot of trauma, not just a critical parent, but I had physical and sexual abuse as well growing up. I was teased a lot growing up. Okay. And then not even to mention all the past life stuff. Okay. That's, a lot of us have that too. So it's really important, right, to look at this piece. And even you may not want to, on a scale of 1 to 10, rate yourself. 1 being, or 0 being, I have, like, no self-worth. 10 being, I have 100%. And I, again, doubt anyone would be at 100% right now. Even me, I'm at about an 8.5 after years, you know. I was at, like, a 1 when I started this inner work. So just noticing where you are, getting clear, reflecting on where you are today in the self-worth area. And could that be holding you back? And how do we tune it up is the question. So awareness is key, right, where you are right now. And then one of the things that I recommend, and we have many more tools in the program, but one of the things I recommend you do daily is write in your journal in the morning, I am good enough. What I do is good enough, right? Just, I am good enough. I am worthy. Just as I am today, I can help people just as I am today. So writing it, speaking it, and then using a guided TMP practice. Now, you guys who are doing the free community class today, there is a sample guided practice for you to use on the gift page, right, on the Sacred Business Blueprint Community gift page. That's one of my secret, powerful tools that helps to shift that belief. Many other beliefs as well, but the I'm not good enough belief. And we know that our beliefs, we know from law of attraction, our beliefs create our reality. They can either attract or repel. Okay? So really important to continue to do what I call a self-worth tune-up. All right. Key number 2. This is going to sound simple, but be you. Know and be who you are. Many of my clients come and they're like, who's my divine client? Who's my divine client? It's you. Okay? It's you. Almost everybody I work with, it's you. So we really need to stop trying to be like everyone else and to be liked by everyone else if you want to be 100, if you want to really grow that soulful business. Okay, I love that quote, be yourself, everyone else is already taken. Right? We're moving out of that paradigm, that belief system that says you've got to fit into this box to be successful. Really, when you are being your divine, what I call your divine self, your soul self, your authentic self, whatever word you want to put in there, when you truly know and be who you are in all areas of your life, including your business, you are going to so easily attract your divine clients. It'll be impossible not to. Okay, and of course all the other keys were, and all the keys are somewhat related. You'll notice that today. So who are you? Is the question. Right? Who are you? Many of us don't even know who we are because we've spent so many years, decades, trying to be and please everybody else. So really getting down to knowing who you are. What are your struggles? What are your strengths? What are your desires? What are your values? Right? What past experiences make you unique? That's why I share my story, right? I share who I am, not just in the beginning of any time I talk, speak, including this class, but throughout the class. So you get to know who I am. So you get a sense a connection with me. And if that resonates with you, then yes, please, let's work together. Let's work together in a program. You know, whether it's Vibrant Body, Abundant Life Mastery, the Business Mastery Program. So the more that you are being you, fully being you, know who you are so you can fully be you and not be afraid of it, right? So really, it's know, be, and accept you. if we really want to be truthful, know, be, and accept who you are. Stop trying to hide who you are. I don't try to hide my past trauma. I don't try to hide that I love to go out to happy hour, right? That I sometimes, you know, swear and have a potty mouth and are a little bit sarcastic. Like, I don't try to hide who I am. Okay? So my tip for you, related to this key, is take some time to reflect, who are you? Write down your struggles that make you unique. Now write down your strengths, your desires in all seven areas of your life, your personality, values, right? And then what are those past experiences that make you unique, that set you apart from others? You know, a lot of people come and work with me who have been or are health professionals because I was an occupational therapist. So I get counselors, I get occupational therapists, sometimes I get speech therapists. So, I tend to attract a lot of health professionals. And then, of course, other healers and coaches and people who desire what I desire, okay? People who are okay with a little bit of sarcasm, a little bit of swearing. Typically people who love travel, people who love the outdoors and nature. So, know, be, accept you. All right. Key number three. Some of you are really going to cringe when I say this one, but be seen and heard. Be seen and heard. This is really scary for a lot of people. As successful as many of us want to be, we are very afraid to put ourselves out there, again, usually because of the past trauma, right? Fear of rejection, fear of somebody saying no, fear of somebody embarrassing you, criticizing you, calling you a fraud. By the way, that's happened to me, all of it, and I'm still here, right? So a lot of us are afraid to be seen and heard, again, because of past trauma. Whether it was small or whether it was big, it doesn't matter. We all, pretty much every client I work with, has some of this. And from my own experience, as I continue to move through the layers and heal my past, you know, trauma, fear of being seen and heard, every time I go a little bit bigger, it'll come up again. Right? I started a new podcast this year, a new interview series. And yes, I'm interviewing bigger people. And my fear of being seen and heard came up again. And of course, the not good enough and all that stuff. So it's not like it goes away, you guys. It's just that we continue to work through deeper layers of it, if that makes sense. Right? Deeper layers, deeper levels of it, every time we do something bigger. So how do we move through that? How do we move through being seen and heard? And then how do we be seen and heard? Like, what are the actual avenues? Okay, because some people think I'll build it and they will come. No, but you build it and then you got to put yourself out there. Right, so some of the ways that I help my clients be seen and heard, right? Get over the fear of being seen and heard are we write our fears first. We write those fears down first, and then we write the truth, right? So if the fear is I'm going to be rejected and criticized if I put myself out there, the truth is I might be, and I'm capable of handling it. See, the thing is, all of these fears typically come from childhood. That's where they started. But now we're adults and we can handle, right? Now we can handle it. We can handle the sticks and stones may break my bones, names will never hurt me, like that truth of that metaphor. I was talking to one of my coach friends about that the other day because she had been criticized recently publicly, as I have, you know, many times. So it's writing the fears down and then it's writing the truth, and it's doing that on a daily basis. Okay? Another way that we can shift those fears and plant the truth is the guided TMP practices that I create. And I've got ones for different beliefs, different fears. You guys that are in the free class today, you get a sample practice, but we have many practices that really target specific beliefs, doubts, and fears when you are in the business program. So you want to write the fears and truths, use a guided practice daily, and then write down one action you will take in the next week to be seen and heard. Woo! So, some ways that you can be seen and heard that I recommend for my clients and that we talk about and I train you in the Business Mastery Program. One of the biggies is hosting free classes like this, live and or virtual. So live in your community, and then I usually recommend my clients also do it virtually. Free classes are the best way for your divine clients to get to know you, see you, build a relationship with you, and then decide if they want to work with you. Okay, and then of course we go into marketing and all of that in the program as well. If you already have a list, one of your actions might be to send an email to your list. And at least once a month is what I recommend. And then we go through formats for that in the program. Facebook posts, right? I have a business Facebook page. Many of you might. Maybe you need to get one. But doing regular Facebook posts couple times a week is a way for people to get to know you, right, to be seen and heard. And then, of course, some of you who are a little further along, you may be asked to be on a summit, right, or an expert series or a podcast, right? I typically speak on a summit or a podcast 1 to 2 times a month besides my podcast where I interview other people. So that's another way to be seen and heard and to be seen as an expert is to interview other people. Okay, so those are some business how-tos and mindset to help you move through the fears of being seen and heard. This key is really big to growing your soulful business, to reaching more people. And again, it requires that you be you. That you be you when you do these things and that you have the self-worth. Right? Key number one. Oh, awesome, you guys. Okay. And so as we know, as we're going through, we're going to move into key number 4, but as you are listening, yes, we need the information, and I believe we also need the tips and tools, as I'm starting to give some of you those today. And then the other piece I feel like we really need, and this is going to be one of the keys, is that support and accountability, right? And we'll get into that in a minute. So key number 4, though, I want to move into next. This one's really big for most of my clients. It was for me, right? Many of you know that I had a diagnosis of multiple sclerosis. And one of the reasons, one of the underlying causes of that was that, as any autoimmune disorder, I was attacking myself. And one of the ways I was attacking myself was working too much, pushing myself too hard mentally, and then physically working too much, not enough balance in my life of rest and play. So for many of you to really grow that successful business that you desire and have the abundant life, you've got to learn to find that balance of work, rest, and play, especially for those of you who are suffering with an illness right now, whether it be pain, fatigue, insomnia, depression, or a full-blown chronic illness like I had, right? Autoimmune, cancer, or otherwise, thyroid. It's really finding that balance of work, rest, and play. Now, what I have found is that there are three patterns. I call them the 3P patterns that cause us to not have balance. Pretending to be superwoman, people-pleasing, and the perfectionist. These things cause us, these patterns, and then, of course, the fears and beliefs that are related cause you to not have that balance in your life of work, rest, and play. Okay, so this is a really important piece. Now, as I said before, I work about 60 hours a month. For me, that is my balance. Now, what that looks like for all of us is going to be a little bit different, okay? But every day, I have a balance of work, rest, and play. And I don't work every day, obviously. I work about 4 days a week, 2 to 3 weeks a month, okay? So my 60 hours is kind of split up between anywhere from 8 to 12 days, depending on what I decide every month. So having that balance and finding whatever that balance looks like for you, and it's really changed for me over the last couple of years. But I really had to cut back on the work. Working 40 hours a week plus was not balanced for me, and it isn't for most of my clients, especially if you have families. Okay, I don't have a family. I mean, I have my sweetie, but I don't have kids, and yet I still need to only work about 60 hours a month to maintain my health and to fully live and love everything else that I do. Okay, so one of the things you want to ask yourself, okay, is what do I need to do on a daily basis? What does my daily work life look like so that I can have the work, rest, and play balance? Most of us are not getting enough rest. Most are definitely not getting enough play. Okay. Rarely do I have clients that aren't working enough, but that sometimes happens, right? They may be working, doing other things, but they're not focusing on their business. So that can be an issue maybe for some of you, as it is for some of my clients, but for a lot of my clients, they're working too much. Okay. And it's actually shutting down their creative flow. It's making them sick or burning out like I did. Okay, and then you don't have time or energy for your business. So that's one of the things I really work with a lot of my clients on, are finding that balance. So tip number one, and this key, is which of the three P's is getting in your way of having a balanced life? Are people pleasing too much with clients or maybe personally? And so therefore you're not having enough time and energy or money to work on your business. Okay, are you pretending to be superwoman and you're doing too much, not only in your business, but outside in your life? Is your perfectionist holding you back? Is she either pushing you, pushing you to do too much, or has you paralyzed because it's not good enough? So which one of those is really messing up? And usually it's all three for most of my clients, as it was for me. But just to be aware, right? We know awareness is key to shifting anything. And then even asking that part of you, what is it afraid of? Why is it doing that? Okay. The other tip is, you know, and there's going to be a lot more in the program, but the other tip I have for you today is block out your schedule. Ask yourself, how many hours do I want to work in my business a week? Okay. And you may even go and look at first, how many hours of rest and play do you need every day? Rest, play, me time, we talk about. And then your work time is based around that. So I'm really big on you really getting clear on what you desire in your life and then fitting your business into that versus the other way around, which is the way most people do. They fit their life into business. No. We fit our businesses into our life, right? Our divine life that we desire. Okay, so I work... For example, again, you know, every morning I have 1 to 2 hours of what I call self-connection time. I journal, I meditate, I do my yoga, I go for a run. Okay, then I work for a few hours on the days that I work, and then midday I have another 1 to 2 hours, right, to meditate, do a guided TMP practice, eat lunch, and then I might work another few hours in the afternoon again. Okay, and I do that 3 to 4 days a week, a total of about 12, maybe 14 days a month. It just depends on the month. Okay. So getting clear on what you desire and then blocking your time out and showing up for it. Business, rest, play. You know, I have a play date with a friend a couple times a week. Sometimes it's happy hour. Sometimes it's going for a hike, like I'm going to this afternoon. Sometimes it's both. And, of course, time for me and my sweetie to go hiking and traveling. And, you know, I usually travel 1 week a month and go camping, hiking, et cetera. Okay, so what is holding you back from having that balance? Which are the three P's? And then what do you desire your business life work schedule to, you know, balance schedule to look like, and block the time in your calendar to do that and show up for it? Okay, and show up for it. So key number five really has to do with, it's related to this. It's related to the balance piece. Key number five to grow your soulful business is please continue to do your own healing and inner work. Okay, so that being said, you don't have to wait to see clients or to work, you know, as a coach or a healer while you're, there's no getting there 100%. You don't have to be 100% healed or have 100% of your shit together in order to help others heal and coach them. Okay? I guarantee most doctors we've seen in the past do not have that. Okay? So continue to do your own healing and inner work. You guys, I've been doing this on a deep level since I was diagnosed with MS in 2004, right? And I still find, even though I have no symptoms and the MS is healed, I still have other tweaks in other areas of my life that I find the trauma stuff coming up again. And so I choose to continue to work on that stuff on a deeper level, knowing it affects my business and the way that I work with my clients. Okay, so I still have a coach healer that I'm always working with. Okay, now it doesn't mean I can't help and coach other people. It just means I'm continuing to do my own work. Now, for some of you, depending on where you're at with the level of trauma or the level of illness that you're at, you may not have the energy or emotional capability to help others right now, or very little. You may have to do more of your own healing before you can move forward and help others again. So I've been known to take weeks off, you know, periods of time, or slow down and not grow my business like I did last year so that I could have more time and space to heal that deeper layer. Now, I still did see clients at that time, but I just didn't grow my business. I didn't focus on that, right? So whether it's your money stuff, a health issue, just trauma, relationship issues, you know, really asking yourself, where in my life do I need to continue to do some deeper healing inner work and actually get support to do it, which is number six. And we'll go into that in a minute. A lot of us who are healers and coaches think we don't need other people's support because we do it ourselves. And the truth is, I always, most of the people I work with, right, doing it alone isn't going to help it unravel or heal as fast as when we work with other people to do it, okay? So can you do it by yourself? Yeah, I use all my tools. Absolutely. I still use everything I teach in my health and my business program. And I still need the help of other coaches and healers, guides, mentors, whatever you want to call them. Okay. So again, reflect on where or what are you struggling with most right now? What may be holding you back, you know, keeping you from having the time, the energy, the money so that you can grow your business? And whatever that issue is, just be aware of it and know it's okay to have it, right? And that it may be time to do some deeper healing work. Okay, so a lot of people, as I said before in my business mastery program, come to work with me not only to work on their business but on all the other things I just mentioned, right? Health, relationship, their 3P patterns, their money stuff. And one of the perks is that you also get my health and life coaching program, Vibrant Bonnie and Abundant Life Mastery, when you join the business program, where we work on all of that stuff. And everything affects our business. We know that. Everything's connected. So number six, getting support. Okay. getting support. When I started my own business, and obviously well before that, when I had the MS, the anxiety, the depression, eating disorders, the abuse, you know, I was in counseling since the time I was 15. And then as I continued to grow and have the diagnosis of MS, I moved in more into alternative healing. Okay, and I've had tons of healers and coaches that have helped me get where I am today, business and health-wise, right, trauma-wise. Tons. I've probably invested over $200,000, $300,000 at least. Okay. So really giving yourself permission to not do it alone, to spend the time and money on getting support. That superwoman pattern that I talked a little bit about earlier says we should be able to do it alone. We shouldn't need help from anybody else. Some of us are even embarrassed or ashamed to get help. And I'm here to tell you that if you truly want to grow your soulful business, it's absolutely necessary to do that, right? With ease. If you want to grow it with ease and flow and balance, get support. Okay, so whether it's from me, somebody else that you resonate with, both business and or health, trauma-wise, right? So there have been many times over the past couple of years where I've had a business coach and I've had a health trauma coach, sometimes three at the same time, okay? So it's okay to have several people on your support team. Now, it's also important to have like-minded peers, right? Like-minded peers, which is another benefit of being in a business-type program or a health program, right? To get that support from like-minded people on the same path, not just the coach, counselor, healer. Okay, it's really important to have that support and accountability from both. Many of us do not have family and friends that are currently able to give that to us, right? So some of you do, and that's awesome, right? I'm lucky right now. I do, but I did not in the past. Okay, that was one of the big pieces for me is learning to get that and ask for and have that circle of support. So, again, asking yourself, where are you struggling now? And then what are you going to do? Who are you going to reach out to get that support? And interview people. You know, if you feel like I might be a good fit, email me and we can chat, right, if you're not sure. I have a lot of people who want to talk to me before they sign up for something, and that's fine. Email me, Tanya, tanyapenny.com. Okay, and I recommend to do that with lots, anybody you heal, do healing, coaching, whatever with, is have a conversation with them before you, you know, if you're not 100% sure you want to work with them, interview them, talk to them. And if they're not willing to do that, then they're probably not the right person for you. Okay. Awesome. Let's see. That was key number six, I think. And I'm going to be honest, you guys, you know, I really had the superwoman thing. That's how I know it, right? When I was an occupational therapist, you know, I really, I tended to be the person, and not just occupational therapy, but in my marriage and in my friendships, I was the go-to person. Right? I was supporting everybody else, and I wasn't supporting myself enough. I wasn't asking for or receiving enough support. Okay, so if that's you, like, know that that's okay, but let's be aware of it and let's shift that, because that's holding you back. It's holding you back either from growing your business, maybe healing that trauma, healing that health issue, the money issue, fill in the blank, maybe several. Okay, so there's no shame in asking for support. We all need it. Many of us grew up not, you know, maybe you were like me. I grew up supporting both of my parents emotionally and not really getting that. So that's where that pattern came from. Okay, so where do you need support in your life? And reach out and start searching for the person that's going or people that are going to help you be on your team, right, your support team. And key number seven, tap into, trust and follow your own guidance. Okay, follow, tap into trust and follow your guidance. So one of the things that I teach, okay, yes, I'm going to give you business how-tos. I'm going to give you tools for the mindset stuff. And one of the things that I am big on teaching is for you ultimately to trust, well, to tap into trust and follow your own guidance. Okay? So a lot of coaches, whether it's health or business, will say this is exactly what you have to do. You have to do it this way, no matter what you feel or think or the guidance you're getting. They may not say that, but that's the what's implied. And the truth is that we do need information, tips, and tools from other people. And we also need to run it through what I call our truth filter and tweak it or adapt it to what is true for us. Okay, so I have, like I said before, had many coaching coaches, programs, certifications, right? College degrees and occupational therapists. And I've always adapted and tweaked everything. Well, not always. As I began to learn and trust my guidance. You know, I was able to stick up to my doctor and say, no, I don't want to be on the medication anymore. It's making me sick. My guidance is saying no. Okay, even if it's a health, even if it's not my alternative healers, right? Ultimately, the healer coach you want to work with wants you, wants to teach you how to tap into trust and follow your own guidance. Okay, so if you work with me, that is one of the big things we're going to work on. I have lots of ways that I teach you to do that. Okay, and we practice that, whether it's in your business and or personally. You know, ways to tap into your guidance. And one of the biggest things that blocks guidance is fear. Right? Those three P patterns and of course our fears and self-doubt. You may have made quote unquote mistakes in the past. And so now you don't trust yourself, right? And again, a lot of us who've had trauma, that's typical. And the good news is that we can learn to trust ourselves again, to get our guidance, to follow it, so that we can then use that guidance to not only grow our businesses, but make decisions in any area of our life. Like today, right? My guidance said, don't do what you were going to do. Or actually the other day, it said, don't do what you were going to do. You need to shift that and do this instead. And I was like, okay, here we go. So, you guys, one of my tips then is to tap into trust and follow your own guidance is to take time daily. Again, here's the balance, work, rest, and play. Actually take time every morning. Morning is best. It'll help you really decide what you're going to do throughout your whole day. You know, my schedule in the morning, my schedule really looks different some days after I do my morning meditation. I may decide I need to move some clients, or I may need to move some projects, or I may need more time to go outside and connect with nature. I may need more rest. So really taking that time every day, preferably in the morning, to journal. For some of you, writing helps to get your guidance. For some of you, it's both sitting and meditating and writing. For some of you, you may find that the guided TMP practice helps you to connect and get guidance, like it does for me and many of my clients. So I have some short guided practices that you can use in the morning and also long ones. Besides the writing exercises I give you and the other tips and tools that I teach you in the programs, okay? So the simple tip is to take time every morning to connect. Writing, meditating, guided TMP practice, to get guidance on where and what you are to do throughout the day, okay? And I continue to check in all day long on any decisions I decide to make, okay? Awesome, you guys. So I see that we have just a few minutes left, and I'm going to take a question. I'm going to take a webcast question. before we move into giving you some program information and your gift for being live today. Thank you guys for being live, all of you that are live. So let's see. Sandy, I'll take Sandy's question. This is a good one. She says, Tanya, I have several health issues. I'm also an energy healer and have been trying to do it myself. I know. I get it, Sandy. And was wondering if your business mastery program would be a good fit for me or if I would be best off just doing the Vibrant Body and Abundant Life mastery program first. So that's a good question. I know that a lot of you listening have health issues, have other, you know, life area trauma breakdown. So that is why I do have the Vibrant Body and Abundant Life Mastery Program included in the Business Mastery Program. So really the question you want to ask yourself, Sandy, and anybody else who's listening who is, you know, considering the program is, are you at such a place right now that you really don't have the energy? Like it's pretty traumatic or it's pretty severe right now, your lack of energy or your symptoms or the PTSD or whatever, that you really need to take a break from working on your business and you really just need to focus on healing your body, mind, trauma stuff. If you get a yes for that and that's the case, I recommend yes, starting with the Vibrant Body and Abundant Life Mastery Program. Okay. Now, if you feel like you can maintain or even work on growing your business while you continue to heal that deeper layer, and many of you can do that, right? I have many clients that are able to do both, okay? And we find that balance, okay? Then definitely sign up for the Business Mastery Program, okay? And you may even want to do a guided TMP practice, the sample practices on your gift page, and ask that question. You know, do I need to take a break from my business right now and just focus on my health and healing? Or can I do both? Okay. So that's a great question. Another quick question. Greg asks, which option would be best for me to start with in the program? I see you have group. You have 6 one-on-one, 12 one-on-one sessions. If I decide to do group to start and then choose to upgrade, can I do so and add one-on-one sessions? Greg, yes. My answer is yes, if there is room. I don't always have space for one-on-one coaching. Okay. So right now I do, right? I just finished a year-long group, and now I'm moving into having almost another, you know, year-long, people sign up all year, but having another year-long space of people coming in. And so, yeah, you could sign up for the group and then add one-on-ones later. My suggestion would be do the group plus 6 one-on-one sessions. So you're still getting, in my experience, I've always needed one-on-one coaching, right? I've always added that, and I think that's another key to me growing my business faster. Is having that one-on-one coaching as well. Okay, so option 2 in the Business Mastery Program kind of gives you both, right? You still get, it's for those of you who financially can't swing 12, you can have 6, right, and still get that one-on-one for me. Those of you who have health issues that you want to work on or trauma and business coaching, I recommend 12 one-on-one sessions, right? Throughout the year, you can use them once a month, up to twice a month. Okay, so it's flexible. Okay, so I know that we are down to the wire. Anybody whose question I did not answer, if you gave me your email, I will put that, I will email you a response. And if you find you have questions that come up later, again, you can email me tanya@tanyapenny.com, and we can even schedule a time to chat. So if you resonated with what I shared today and you feel like you are ready for more support from me, the way that you can do that is to check out and join the Business Mastery Program, Virtual Business Mastery. Now, I get questions all the time. I don't know if I want to go virtual. I still want to see clients face-to-face and do virtual. Awesome. Yes, it's still the program. It can help you to do both. Okay? I have some clients that see people one-on-one and they do virtual one-on-one. So it gives you more possibilities. Okay, it gives you more possibilities. So I recommend you go and you look at the details for all three options. If you're on the webcast, left of the screen, if you're on the replay page, you can find that information on that page to go and check out the program. And if you're on the phone, you can go to tinyurl.com/virtualbizmastery. So this is a pretty unique program in that you receive a library of audio lessons, 20 plus audio lessons on business how-tos plus mindset. Plus you receive lots of tools and tips for both the business how-tos and the mindset. Okay, you receive support and accountability from me. We have a live group class every month. Okay, it runs 75 to 90 minutes, depending on how many questions I get, where you receive personalized coaching from me. You can ask questions, personalized coaching on anything. Okay. You also get the Vibrant Body and Abundant Life Mastery Program, which, again, has another live group class, which really focuses on the health, trauma, just all of that kind of stuff, all those 10 keys that are related to that blueprint. Okay, so you do receive live group trainings, 2 a month. Okay, one business focused, one abundant life, all the other areas of your life focused. And of course, they affect each other. You receive all the audio lessons. You receive tons of guided TMP practices, which help you to plant the seeds for what you desire, shift your fears and self-doubts, plant seeds for confidence, and shift any of the self-limiting beliefs that you've been holding on to that are holding you back, including any related to the three P's. Okay, and then as I mentioned before, right, you can also add 6 or 12 one-on-one coaching sessions. And yes, we do have a private Facebook community. You don't have to participate, or you can. It's completely up to you. So again, to find all that information, you can go to the links in the email I sent, where this replay is, on the webcast. There's so many ways that you can find the information for the Business Mastery and the Vibrant Body and Abundant Life Mastery program. Okay? And again, if you have questions about the program, options, etc., feel free to reach out and email me, tanya@tanyapenny.com, and ask the questions, and we can even schedule a time to chat. Our next live group gathering is next week. So if you're thinking about signing up, I recommend that you do so, you know, within the next week. And I have 4 spaces right now for one-on-one coaching. Okay, so if that's something that's interesting, you're feeling called to do, definitely, you know, this would be the time to jump onto that. And let's see what else. Oh, if you haven't yet, two lucky people will receive an Abundant Business and Life session this month. And you can apply for that via the link in your email that was sent out today, yesterday, etc. Okay, you need to apply by tomorrow night. For those of you who are live today, your gift is to receive this MP3 class replay. Okay, so this replay is going to be available for a short period of time, and you're going to get the download. All you need to do is email me in the next 30 minutes, tell me an aha that you got from today's class, and I will then send you the recording. So email me, tanya@tanyapenny.com, with an aha or an insight, a takeaway from today's class, and I will send you the MP3 download so you can listen again and again. And everyone who signs up for the program also receives the download. So it's important to remember, you guys, to accept where you are right now on your path, wherever you are up to this point, right, business and or personally. Okay, awareness and acceptance is key. Okay, then ask yourself, what is that next step that's going to help me move forward? Okay, what is that next step that's going to help me to move forward so I can grow that successful, soulful business and abundant life? Okay, I need the business how-tos. Like everybody else, I probably also need the mindset, right? Helping me move through my blocks and beliefs and fears. Also the support and accountability, right, from whether it's me or somebody else. Please find that person or people to be on your team. So let's just place our hands on our heart. Let's place one on the heart and one on the third chakra area above the belly button, our personal power self-worth center. Now let's just breathe in that good enough. We are good enough. I am good enough just as I am today. I am worthy. I am talented. I deserve support. I deserve abundance in all areas of my life. And breathing out any judgment, fear, self-doubt, beliefs that are holding you back. And just doing that several times, just taking a few moments to breathe in the love, the support, the worthiness. Even gratitude for everything you've been through up to this point. And breathing out everything that is no longer serving you. The fears, the doubts, the beliefs, even breathing them out with acceptance and compassion. Awesome, you guys. Thank you for joining me today for the Sacred Business Blueprint Training 2017. I'm Tanya Penny, and my passion and purpose is to inspire, empower, and support you to grow your soulful business and have the healthy, abundant life of your dreams with ultimate freedom. Hey, I look forward to connecting with you soon via email, maybe in an Abundant Biz and Life session, or in the Vibrant Body Abundant Life Mastery Program or the Business Mastery Program. And remember, progress, not perfection. Baby steps. Bye.
The moderator has left the conference.